This video will show you how to add an MP3 from the online free music service Jamendo to iMovie using only your iPad. To follow the directions of this video, you will need three apps: the Safari browser, which comes with your iPad, iMovie for iPad by Apple, and Downloads Lite. The Downloads Lite app is by Hyunjin Jong. Its icon has a solid white down arrow. This icon is similar to another app called Downloads Plus, which is by a different author. But that's not the one that you want. For Dwight Englewood students and teachers using DE iPads, Downloads Lite is available in self-service. After you know that you have iMovie and Downloads Lite installed, open up Safari and go to the website jamendo.com. To download a song, you'll need to log in, and you'll be able to do that using your school Google account. Tap Please Log In, then tap Sign In with Google. At the Google login screen, enter in your username with the @d-e.org. You can leave the password blank and tap the Sign In button. Note that if you've recently logged into MyDE or some other Google service using Safari on your iPad, you may be able to skip this step, and you may not be prompted for this information. After you tap Sign In, you'll be presented with the familiar Dwight Englewood MyDE login. Enter in your username and password, and tap Login. You may be asked if you want Safari to remember your Dwight Englewood username and password so that you don't have to enter it next time you log in. What you choose is up to you on that. After finishing the login process, you can close the Add for the Jamendo app so that you have more room, because we're not going to use the app. The app doesn't actually have all the features that we need, so we're just going to use the web interface here. The search feature is particularly useful for finding music that may fit a certain kind of movie that you're going to make. By tapping inside the search box, you can search for music that fits certain genres or from certain instruments or even certain moods. For the movie I'm making, in this example, instrumental music would be appropriate. So I'm going to tap on instrumental. I'd also like to find music that fits a particular mood. So I'll tap back in the search box. I'll select mood. And then I can pick a mood from the list. The moods are tags that people who upload the songs select. Let's go for documentary. Now you can see I have a list of songs that are tagged both instrumental and documentary. Next, I'll tap on the image corresponding to the song that I want to actually listen to. And these controls over here on the left will appear. If I tap on the play triangle, a player will appear at the bottom of the screen, and I can preview the song. If I decide I like it, I can actually add it to my favorites for access later.
by tapping on add to. And I can add it to favorites, or I can actually create a playlist for a particular project and add it to that list. If I decide I want to go ahead and download the song right from here, I can tap download. And this information screen for the song will appear. When you use music from actually any website, but including Jamendo, you almost always need to give credit to the artist. One thing that's nice about this site is the music here is actually intended for people to use. And you can see here on the list that it actually tells you what you need to do in order to use it. So in this case for this song, you need to give credit to the artist. I can't alter the song, kind of edit it and remix that sort of thing. And I can't use it for commercial purposes, so I can't try to sell something I make using the song. For a school project, all these things are fine. However, in order to give credit to the artist, I need to keep track of this information. So what I actually do is select all this, and then copy and paste it into something like Notability, where I'm going to keep track of the songs that I used. After I have that information pasted or recorded someplace so I can credit the author later, you know, maybe in the credits of my movie, I now need to get the link to this actual song in order to do the next step. So to do that, I'm going to tap on free download. And then the song will open in a player window like this in Safari, where you'll hear it playing again. In this window, I need to get the web address for the song. To do that, I can tap up here in the address area, then select and copy the entire address, which I'll need to paste into the Downloads Light app. So after copying the address, open or switch to Downloads Lite, the app I described at the beginning of this video. Remember, Downloads Lite, the one we want to use, is the app with the green icon and the solid white arrow. There are other similar apps, but they don't do what we need. The Downloads Lite app, again, is available in self-service. When you open the app for the first time, it will probably start on the browser screen, but we want to go to the download screen. In the download screen, we're going to tap the plus sign in the upper left-hand corner of the screen. Then paste the address of the song in the Add Downloads box. This is the address that we copied from Safari a minute or so ago. Tap Done after pasting in the correct address. The download will start and you'll be asked to name the file. The default name is fine. Depending on the size of the file and network traffic, you may have to wait a little bit for the file to download. Once the song is finished downloading, go to the Files section in order to use it. Then tap on the I for the song you want to add to iMovie. A detail screen will appear. Then tap Open In and select Open in iMovie. It may take a few seconds for iMovie to open, but after it does, select the project for which you want to add this song. The project will open, and your song will be added to the timeline. In addition, you'll be able to find the song later under Audio, Imported, in case you want to add it someplace else in your movie, or you want to remove it from the timeline and add it in another location. So that's it. We've now taken an MP3 file from the free music site Jamendo and added it into an iMovie. While the specific directions here on Jamendo are unique to Jamendo as far as finding the MP3, you can use the downloader app and add any MP3 into iMovie as long as you can actually get from another service, as long as you can actually get the address of the MP3 file. Good luck.